Information provided by a witness, Thomas Laver of Lambrook, as part of the examination for scandalous and seditious words of Thomas Hawker and William Sydenham in the county of Somerset to Marmaduke Jennings, Justice of the Peace, and sent to the Archbishop of Canterbury, 15th of September, 1619. TNA catalogue reference, SP14/110FF99V-100R. This source concerns the case of Thomas Hawker and William Sydenham and shows local tensions between Catholics and Protestants as an argument erupted in a pub and the ways in which these conversations could be reported to the authorities.
He saith that he was at Ilchester Fair the 30th of August last at the house of one Reed, an innkeeper there, in company with Henry Compton Esquire, Thomas Hawker, and William Sydenham, gentlemen. And they sat at table together, and one David Ford came into them as they sat, and after some speeches passing between Sydenham and Ford, the said Sydenham said unto him, "O Ford, thou hast married thy daughter to a priest." And he answered, "It is true, and to an honest man, and to a man of the church, I hope." Whereunto Sydenham said, "But not to a man of the true church." "Yes," saith Ford, "to a man of the true church, a good Protestant and of the Christian religion." "The true church," quoth Sydenham and Hawker, "is the Romish church, for the church of Rome doth possess the true ancient Catholic and apostolical religion." And sometimes they would say that the religion which the Protestants do possess is nothing but trumpery trash. And sometimes they would say, speaking to this examinant, the said Mr. Compton and the said Mr. Ford, that the religion which you and your church do possess is nothing but trumpery trash and invented by Luther. And then Ford did except against the said words, and reproved Sydenham for speaking of them, insomuch that Sydenham did say that, "Thou art a knave, and all those that do maintain the Protestants' religion are upstart knaves." And thereunto Ford said to Sydenham, "Well, thou art a knave to say so." And upon that Sydenham called Ford knave and rogue, and withal assaulted him. Then the said Hawker did help to part them. And the said Sydenham did assault too said Ford the second time. And this examinant and the said Mr. Compton did part them, and so the third time. And thereupon Ford said, "Gentlemen, I pray bear witness that words have been here spoken, for I mean to call him in question again for the words he hath spoken." And so Ford went out of the chamber from them. And upon his departure, this examinant said to the said Sydenham, "I think you have spoken dangerous words." And the said Mr. Compton said, "So think I, for I think," said Mr. Compton, "you have spoken treason." And this examinant further said, "Well, suppose that the king or the lords of the council should be informed of your words." Sydenham did thereupon swear with great oaths, "God's wounds, God's blood, I will maintain it, if the king were here present or in person." And this examinant and the said Mr. Compton did wish the said Mr. Sydenham to be better advised. And thereupon the said Thomas Hawker said, "Cousin Sydenham, you have spoken nothing but that you may safely speak and maintain if the king were here. And if thou wilt give me an acre of eagrass," said Hawker to Sydenham, I will discharge and save thee harmless for anything thou hast spoken at this time. For thou knowest, if a recusant be upon the gallows to be hanged for denying the king's supremacy, he shall be saved if he will then recant and acknowledge his error.